I want to talk to you about why it's important for you to deal with any problem that you have, particularly any legal problem you have early. One of the best pieces of advice that I got from a mentor of mine that he used to tell people all the time was when people start trying to determine whether or not they should hire an attorney, he would always tell them this: I understand your desire to try to save money, but here's what you need to realize. The cheapest time to take care of hiring an attorney is early in the process. And you probably are sitting here saying, why is that? Because what happens is that it costs the attorney more money and time to have to fix, undo, correct, or modify anything you may have done. Here's what I mean by this. Because there are going to be some people who are going to say to themselves, are you trying to tell me that with every situation you should get an attorney early on? No, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm ultimately saying is, based on the advice that he gave me, was that you have to keep in mind this. Most legal processes, ideally, are done in such a way that you should be able to handle them on your own. That's the best case scenario. However, what sometimes people fail to realize is that if you are not doing a particular area of law on a consistent day-to-day basis, no disrespect to the libraries, no disrespect to your books that you have, no disrespect to search engines like Yahoo or Google, no disrespect whatsoever. You can educate yourself on as many things as possible, and I encourage people to do so. The problem comes in is that a lot of times what you'll go to these different sources is it'll give you the bigger picture, but maybe not the little nuances. So if there are really tricky aspects of your case, you may go into a situation thinking, I can handle this from this standpoint, not really appreciating the fact that your case is one that has a couple of little gray areas that has to be handled differently. Why is that important to you? Well, because if you don't know that, you may be inadvertently making your case worse. So you might be doing something that you think is beneficial to your case, but in all actuality, you're actually doing something that's making it more problematic. And then what ends up happening is when you realize, after all the time that you've spent on this particular case, that maybe, just maybe, you need to stop for a second and get somebody else to kind of take this over for you, like an attorney, guess what? They have to go back and retrace all of the things that you've done, because if there were some steps along the way, if there were some processes that you missed, if there were some protocols you should have followed that they have to now go back and do, they're gonna charge you for that. So I'm often telling people, when people come to me and says, you need an attorney, I'm always like saying, you don't need anything. The question is, how comfortable do you feel doing it? And more importantly, are you prepared to have to handle whatever potential financial burden you may have to incur if they have to fix anything you screwed up because you didn't realize you were screwing it up?